afternoon, Accra High Court holds proceedings in the trial involving former chief executive of the National Signals Bureau, Edubuahin, and his wife, pending the outcome of an injunction application before the Supreme Court. We have details from the court also coming up. Residents and business owners in Dome, Kwabinya and Brekusu pour onto the streets demanding immediate repairs to the main road linking the two communities, which they say years of neglect have left in a deplorable state, disrupting businesses and daily commuting.
Give the contractor money to come and fix our road. Yes. We are also part of Ghana. We deserve our right to demonstrate as Ghanaians.
Also this afternoon, tanker drivers in the Ashanti region and other regions begin 3-day sit-down strike over faulty fuel meters. And later, traders turn to the black market for foreign exchange, citing cumbersome bank procedures and a wide gap between Bank of Ghana reference rates and retail market rates.
Sometimes find it difficult, you know, in terms of documentation to present to the banks and then Bank of Ghana. So we are compelled, you know, to fall on those people to get the forest.
In sports.
Excitement builds ahead of the much-anticipated Joy Sports Invitational Tournament. Plus, Ghana's Black Princesses are set for the Under-20 Women's World Cup.
And also coming up. Later in the National Science and Math Quiz, the underdogs who stand the Central Region are coming for the big stage. Enyan Dintra Senior High Technical School make their historic National Science and Math Quiz Nationals debut. But can the newcomers pull off another Jan-Killing act?
Enyan Dintra Senior High Technical School is winning the National Science and Math Quiz with them.
The way they saw that we are losing, they were thinking about God, somersaulted the contest, which make that win.
Then what?
Somersaulted the contest.
Well, in Kumasi, 16 schools are battling for supremacy in the next round of the Love FM Kel Chakol Toothpaste High School debate.
We are bringing fire, we are bringing intelligence, and we are bringing proper speech. We thought we lose, but all the same, we've qualified. I feel very good and proud of myself.
With these and more with me, Mamie Sinyamiche Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Do stay. Residents and business owners in the Dome, Kwabinya and Brekusu enclave are demanding urgent road repairs, accusing government of sidelining the area in major road development projects for more than two decades. Clad in red and holding placards, the protesters say the poor roads are hurting businesses, disrupting movement and putting lives at risk. They are demanding immediate action from government.
The dust is too much. People are having respiratory diseases. Suffering on the road.
A lot.
People walk from here to Brekusu for school. By the time they get to Brekusu, dusty, their whole body is dusty. So over 20 years, this road has not been fixed. We realize you have taken our name from the Big Push. Formerly, our name, the Dome Kwabinya Kitasu Road, is in Big Push. Now they have taken everything from the Big Push.
Yes.
And the contractor has not been awarded any contract as we speak now.
Yes.
We want the contractor to come on the road to come and fix the road.
Yes.
All we are telling government is that give the contractor money to come and fix our road.
Yes.
We are also part of Ghana. We deserve our right to demonstrate as Ghanaians.
Stephen Mensah has been monitoring events at that demonstration and joins us with more. Stephen, what is the update on the demonstration?
Well, Mame, the residents and agreed business owners here in the constituency have ended their demonstration. They've actually presented, they've read their petition. We are yet to understand who they'll be presenting their petition to, but then these individuals are protesting the poor state of their roads. And it indicates that it's been on for quite some time now. They indicate that 23 kilometers of the stretch has been abandoned for the past 20 years. And this, they say, is unpardonable on the part of government, and they want it fixed as soon as possible.
Right, Stephen, you've been there. Describe the state of the roads to us.
Well, I'd want to admit that the road is in bad condition. We would understand that from Brekusu all through to Dome, 23 kilometers of the stretch, but in bad condition. We understand for some of the business owners that it's leading to some stall in business operations. You'll notice when you get to this constituency that most of the road is in bad condition, quite dusty, and with most of the business owners, the drivers actually indicating that you have to buy spare parts every 2 weeks to replace some of their parts of their vehicles because of the bad state of the road. You'll notice some potholes along the stretch and on the stretch. However, you would also notice that some of the drainage on this stretch has been fixed, but then the road is still in bad condition.
All right, Stephen Mensah there giving us an update on that demonstration. Let's move now to Teshi. For months, residents of Teshi telephone pole have endured the agony of dry taps, leaving many with no option but to improvise to survive, a situation that has now reached a disturbing extreme, with some residents resorting to seawater for basic household needs. It is not clear why Ghana Water Limited's supply is not reaching them, but their desperate search for water continues. Evelyn Ampa visited the area and reported.
Imagine turning on your tap, hoping for water, only to see nothing. Here at Teshi telephone pole area, residents say that silence can stretch for 1, sometimes even 2 months. And when the water finally comes, it is only for a few hours, with barely enough pressure to fill a container.
In time now, we've not been getting water. What they do is they open, I think, Wednesdays into Thursday. But then it's not able to go into our tanks. So it means that should you sleep and then you are not able to wake up early to meet the time is opened, you wouldn't have water.
With the taps unreliable, residents have had to look for other sources.
Tankers, normally buy 1,000 cedi.
The tankers charge 1,000 cedis for a tank. There's no money to keep buying it.
See, water is life. But
for James Apia, he turns to the sea to bathe. But because seawater does not lather easily with bathing soap, he has to use a detergent instead.
The water crisis can be so severe that sometimes we do not even get water to bathe. We use detergents when we have to bathe with seawater because the bathing soap does not lather. I've been using this same water to wash the shoes I sell for about 2 months now.
The residents cry to authorities, particularly the Member of Parliament for the area, have so far not yielded any results. For Joy News, Evelyn Ampa, Teshi telephone pole, Accra.
Evelyn Ampa with that report. Let's go now to the courts. This afternoon, the Specialized Court 1 of the Accra High Court has stayed proceedings in the trial involving former Chief Executive Officer of the National Signals Bureau, Kwabena Edubuahene, and his wife, pending the determination of an injunction application filed at the Supreme Court. The application filed on August 14 by Member of Parliament for Fuasia Iribi, Kojo Ponkrumah, is challenging a warrant issued by the Chief Justice for the continuation of selected criminal trials during the legal vacation. Let's listen now to legal affairs correspondent Fatal Bayaga, who is currently at the Accra High Court and joins us live with more on this. So, Fatal, before we talk about this adjournment, the court first dismissed a letter from the lawyers of Mr. Edubuahene. What was contained in the letter and why was it dismissed?
So, my understanding and the Criminal Court 1, also known as the Specialized Court 1 of the Accra High Court, Peter Osea Samoa, holding the brief of his lead counsel, Samuel Atakia, said that his lead counsel had prior arrangements before the legal vacation, and for that reason, he is praying to the court for a longer adjournment, an adjournment to October, in order that the lead counsel would finish with his personal arrangement before he would come to court. This was a plea he made. And then the trial judge, Francis Apanga Chibonga, said that he cannot grant that plea, because if he does that, it means that he is gone against the directive of the Chief Justice and therefore dismissed this matter.
So after the letter was dismissed, the lawyers made another plea, which succeeded, correct?
They did, Mami. Basically, Peter Osei Asamoah went on to say that at the moment, Member of Parliament for Fuasa Iribi, Kojo Oponkrumah, is at the Supreme Court with an injunction application challenging this particular warrant issued by the Chief Justice. And based on that, he prayed to the court for the court to stay its hands on this trial until the determination of the matter. When he made that point, Deputy Attorney General, who was in court for the prosecution, Justice Simsai, opposed it and said that a mere pendency of an injunction application at the Supreme Court should not stop the court from doing its business, and pray to the court for this particular application or prayer to be dismissed.
Now, the court then upheld that plea and adjourned the case. What reason did the judge give for this decision?
So, Mami, trial judge Francis Apanga Chibonga, he says that there are two school of thoughts when it comes to the determination of matters like this. And he said, with the first one saying, once an injunction application is pending before a higher court, parties or entities should stay off their hands until the case is determined. And then the second one, he said that the mere pendency of an application should not lead to the halting of activities or conduct of the court until the injunction application is determined. And based on this school of thought, he said that he stands with the first one that says that once a higher court is going to determine a matter, the lower court would have to wait until that matter is determined before they will return to for the proceedings to continue. And based on that, he upheld the prayer by the defense and said that an agenda case to 25th of August.
Just before you go, we know lead counsel Samuel Atacha wasn't in court the last time. Was he this time around?
He wasn't in court today. He basically, according to his junior lawyer, Peter Osaya Samuel, he said that at the moment, Atacha is conducting his private business. He's been doing that every single year, and this year he's doing the same. And that was the reason he prayed for the court to adjourn the case to October so that he would get time to come to court.
Right. Fatal Bayaga there reporting from Anakra High Court. Away from the courts, the Joint News Research Analysis has revealed a widening gap between the Bank of Ghana's official dollar rate and quotations by selected payment platforms and commercial banks. The analysis shows that while the central bank's interbank rate remains below 11 cedis following the sharp appreciation of the cedi last week, some commercial entities continue to quote the dollar above the president's 12 cedi upper band. There's more in this report.
Ghana's local currency, the cedi, is experiencing multiple exchange rates to the dollar, widening the gap between official Bank of Ghana rate and what prevails on the regular currency market. A Joy News research analysis has shown that even after the cedi's sharp appreciation against the dollar at the dying embers of last week, the gap between the central bank's interbank rate and rates offered by commercial entities continue to remain above one cedi, raising concerns about the true value of the cedi. The IMF, in its latest report, accused the Bank of Ghana of forcing the value of the dollar below market rates, compelling effective exchange rates for certain transactions to differ by more than a small margin. Currently, the gap between the BOG rate and selected payment platforms and banks, monitored by Joy News Research, continue to remain above one cedi, trading above President Mahama's upper value of 12 cedis. For now, the cedi continued to appreciate on the interbank level. However, the gap between official rates and what is being offered on the regular market continued to widen. There are fears that intensified import activities towards Christmas could worsen this growing variance.
Let's now listen to the president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, Guta Clement Boateng, explaining why some traders say they're being pushed towards the black market because of the documentation and processes involved in assessing foreign exchange through the banks.
If you want the forex from the banks and then the Bank of Ghana, you have to satisfy them with documentation. Normally, we the traders find it a little bit difficult, especially those, you know, that do small imports from Dubai and, China and those areas. We sometimes find it difficult, you know, in terms of documentation to present to the banks and then Bank of Ghana, you know, to be able to assess their rate, which is normally below that of the Forex Bureau and then the abouches. So we are compelled, you know, to fall on those people to get the Forex, which are always above that of the central bank.
Now, tanker drivers in the Ashanti Bono Ahafo and Western North regions are embarking on a three-day sit-down strike over alleged inaccuracies in the measuring meters installed at the Kumasi depot of the Bulk Oil Storage and Transportation Company, BOST. According to the drivers, the meters have failed several internal tests conducted by the drivers and other stakeholders, resulting in consistent fuel shortages that they are forced to bear. Nana Yauchima reports.
The sit-down strike has become necessary due to factors that impede the service rendered by the tanker drivers. According to the association, despite modern technologies being deployed to monitor the movement of drivers and fuel, the measuring machines at the offloading points continue to record shortages. The drivers believe the technology at the offloading point is either faulty or wrongly calibrated. There have been several interventions to solve the problem, but to no avail. Truck owners are being surcharged for the shortages, and they in turn pass the cost on the drivers. In some cases, the shortage can be as much as 1,000 liters of fuel. At the BOST depot, drivers are frequently forced to park their haulage trucks on the shoulders of the road due to lack of parking space. This, they say, poses a serious threat to road users since the trucks carry flammable products. The drivers are therefore demanding that proper sleeping spaces be provided to ensure their safety while waiting to load. They have vowed to continue the sit-down strike until their concerns are addressed.
Last year,
I recorded a shortage of over 2,000 CDs, and my truck owner deducted it from my salary. It took intervention of the association's leaders to plead on my behalf. We are suffering for about 2 weeks now. We have not been able to load fuel for the filling stations. Management of BOST Kumasi will not comment on the concerns. For Joy News, Nana Yauchima, Kumasi.
Now across Ghana, the men and women who run towards fire are paying a price we rarely see. Years of breathing thick smoke, often without proper protection equipment, are leaving firefighters with damaged lungs and lifelong illness. They say the support to match their sacrifice has been slow to come. In our latest feature story, Michael Ashele reports on the smoke they carry long after the fire is out.
15 years ago, a burning passion led station officer Abubakar Mohammed into the Ghana National Fire Service. Over those years, he has run into smoke and raging flames so that lives and property could be saved. Today, as he reflects on that sacrifice, one troubling question lingers. Will he retire with a silent disease in his lungs?
Sometimes you sit down and you're asking yourself questions. How are you going to end? Will you retire healthy or you will die sick? Some retire and they get sick. Some get sick before they retire.
His worry is not abstract. It is rooted in a recent hospital visit. During a routine checkup, a doctor bluntly advised him to stop smoking. But Abubakar had never smoked a cigarette in his life. His lungs were telling a different story, one shaped by years of inhaling thick smoke on the job.
I told the doctor that I don't smoke. I'm just a fire officer.
And he is not alone. Station officer Zakaria Yakubu has served for 4 years. He is breathing what Abubakar breathed for 15. And he's still doing it with outdated equipment.
Almost all our tenders are broke. Sometimes the oxygen that is to save you may not be enough, or it wouldn't be there at all for you to use.
This story was a collaboration with New Narratives. For Joy News, Michael Ashali.
This is the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break and return to sports. And later, in the National Science and Math Quiz, the underdogs who stand the Central Region are coming for the big stage in Nyandintra Senior High Technical School, make their historic debut. But can the newcomers pull off another giant killing act?
Nyandintra Senior High Technical School is winning the National Science and Math Quiz with them.
The way they saw that we are losing, they were thinking about God. Somersaulted the contest, which make that win.
Then what?
Somersaulted the contest.
And in Kumasi, 16 schools are battling for supremacy in the next round of the Love FM Kel Chaco Toothpaste High School debate.
We are bringing fire, we are bringing intelligence, and we are bringing proper speech. We thought we would lose, but all the same, we've qualified. I feel very good and proud of myself.
When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth with Kel Chaco toothpaste. This gives me confidence all day.
Anytime you meet Ama, don't be surprised I smile showing my beautiful white teeth, because I don't have cavity thanks to Kel Chaco toothpaste for its natural charcoal properties. In fact, we are like twins. I can't go without my Kel Chaco toothpaste.
Sabi why I use Kel Chaco toothpaste morning and night when I go bed safe. It make my teeth white where it commot every scent from my mouth inside. My confidence level they go up, so I they show my 32 teeth all.
Introducing the Kel Charcoal Toothpaste, formulated with activated bamboo charcoal powder, ensures whiter teeth and removes bad breath. The strong natural property of the activated bamboo charcoal removes bacteria, absorbs surface stains on our teeth caused by coffee, wines, and tobacco. Welcome, Kel Charcoal Toothpaste. Kel Charcoal Toothpaste. Sankofa Yenchi.
Kel, happy smile.
This advert is FDA approved.
Need a break from the city without leaving Accra? Then you should experience Best Western Plus Accra Beach Hotel in Nungwa. It's right by the ocean, so you wake up to fresh sea breeze, enjoy complimentary breakfast, relax by the pool, and just reset. Perfect for staycations, business trips, or even events and weddings by the beach. For a limited time, stay for two nights and get a third night free. Yes, one extra night free. To book your stay, call 059-672-3646 or visit bestwesternplusaccra.com. Best Western Plus Accra Beach Hotel. Your escape closer than you think. Upgrade your print game with Konica Minolta, proudly powered by SkySat Technologies. From all-in-one machines that print, scan, and copy, to professional systems and heavy-duty production machines, we deliver unmatched performance. Right now, SkySat has an unbeatable offer. One entire year of free servicing on all Konica Minolta machines. That's 12 months of expert maintenance for new and existing customers. Visit our new VIP print center at Pegasus Place, Airport Residential Area, for a live demonstration. Call us on 050-164-5180 or 0302-798-829. Again, it's 050-164-5180 or 0302-798-829. SkySat Technologies, performance that delivers every time.
Welcome back to the Midday News. We have sports.
I miss the excitement is really mounting ahead of the 2026 Joy Sports Invitational Tournament set for Saturday, August 29 at the University of Ghana Stadium. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission are preparing strongly to impress at this year's event.
We have trained for 1 year. We are living now to Bernabeu. Jose Mourinho wants to train with us for 5 days. He wants us to train with Mbappe and the Vinicius Juniors and the Bellingham. And so we are very ready.
Yeah, and we are the multimedia group, Mamisi. We are going to Old Trafford. We are going to train there, okay, under the stewardship of former Black Stars coach Otuadu.
Which number are you playing?
Oh, I'm a striker. I'm a number 9. You understand?
With his legs.
Yeah. Before I go, the Ghana's Black Princesses are in Poland for the FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup ahead of their opening game against Ecuador on the 6th. Of September. And the good news for Fred is that Arsenal, they put up a statement performance to thrash Man City by 3-0 and left the Community Shield Trophy.
All right, thank you very much. Now, for residents of Jebatato in the South Tong district of the Volta region, a medical emergency can quickly become a race against time. Their only CHIPS facility operates from a benevolent residence dining hall, while a 13-room health center for the community started in 2019 remains uncompleted. Kwame Anka reports.
For residents of Jebetato in the South Tone district of the Volta region, the real concern is what happens when the small CHIPS facility cannot provide the care they need. When illness or emergencies strike, patients, including pregnant women, must make the difficult journey to Sugarcofe on the back of a motorbike, navigating deplorable roads. Assembly member for the area, Peter Doe, says residents are bearing the brunt of the situation.
It's only one room, and they are using it to do minor things. So if we finish this project, it will help us to, people can deliver here, people can do many things, blood tests, anything, they can do it here. We normally go to Sugarcofe, but before calling car from Sugarcofe come here, it means a lot of people losing their life.
Peter Doe is appealing to government, individuals, and organizations with the means to step in.
Yeah, I'm appealing to the health minister, the government, and the regional minister, DCE and MP. They should come to our aid so that we complete this project and then we can save life more.
Meanwhile, opinion leader Enoch Amekuji can't help but ask for support.
Our health situation here is not anything to write home about, because whenever somebody is sick or an emergency, we have to ride the person to Sugarcofe on motorbike, because the road also is not good. So in so doing, some lost their life on the way.
Now, from fighting for survival in the regional qualifiers to earning a place among Ghana's best, Enyan Dentra Senior High Technical School now face a challenge of an entirely different magnitude on the national stage. The first-timers have already defied expectations. Now, they believe their surprise qualification could be the beginning of an even bigger NSMQ story.
National Science and Math Quiz this year, 2026. Enyan Dentra Senior High Technical School is winning the National Science and Math Quiz. With vim and with God, everything is possible.
Yeah, we are very happy because it has been a debate between our National Science and Math Quiz team and our debate team. So every day when the debate team, when they go, they'll be winning, and us, we have been like losing, but today they are free.
People were expecting that we are going to lose, because the way they saw that we are losing, they were thinking about God somersaulted the contest, which make that win. Somersaulted the contest.
And in Kumasi, the curtains have been drawn on the preliminary stage of the Love FM Kel Chaco Toothpaste High School debate, where 10 schools emerge in winners. Anglican Senior High Tech School and New Edubiasi Senior High School, the two highest scoring non-winning schools, have also secured places to join the Cedar schools in the round.